Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yeah, we've been talking about it, and we brought it up with Jerry as well. And it really is amazing to me that the Knicks, who made so much progress from being the laughingstock of the NBA, built this thing up brick by brick every year, getting a little bit better. Going from the first round of the playoffs, then to the second round of the playoffs, then to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, winning 50 games in back-to-back seasons for the first time in very long, getting comparisons to the championship teams of the past and the 90s Knicks that were always knocking on the door. And then they go and do what they've done with the coach with absolutely no plan as to who is going to replace him. So after all of this, the turnaround, the Knicks being taken seriously, they're not a laughingstock anymore. They're a team that can contend for a championship, have now gone backwards by several steps. And they're not quite a laughingstock at this point, but I think that everybody who is watching this coaching search and watching what has gone on is now saying, this reminds me of what the Knicks used to be, which was a rudderless ship with a lot of bad decision-making. And if their plan really was to fire Tom Thibodeau and then just send out emails to teams with successful head coaches to see if they want to defect, is asinine. So, and I've said before, when you have the discussion about if you're going to fire a guy, you know, you better have someone in mind to replace him. And I agree with that to a certain degree. There are times, though, where you make a decision and you say, all right, this guy isn't the right guy for the job at this time. To me, Tibbs was the right guy for the job at the time. But there are times that you'll say that, all right, this is not working. We're going to have a full search and
find
someone
better. Well, the
Jets did
that.
Right. Yeah, this is not working. We're going to have a full search and see who's the next guy. And that's fine. But, like, to do this with Tibbs when you're this close to an NBA Finals with no plan, it just it reeks of ugly days past at the Garden.
Let's say you're the guy that they hire.
Mm-hmm.
And let's welcome Greg Giannotti to the stage, the 45th head coach of the New York Giants.
In the last 10
Knicks
years.
In the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, how does it feel to be the seventh pick of the Knicks? You weren't really their first pick. They really, really wanted Jason Kidd. Then they wanted Finch. Then they wanted Udoka. They wanted Steve Kerr. Yeah. They couldn't get him. So now we're going to settle on you. So how's that feel?
Yeah, and then also because they haven't spoken about the firing of Thibodeau, there's going to be a ton of questions about that too.
Do you think you could replace what Tom Thibodeau was building here?
Yeah, I mean, whoever ends up being the guy hopefully is someone who has dealt with the media before and knows how to skillfully answer those questions.
Well, but yeah, I mean, it would be Mike Malone. At least he could stand up there and say he won a championship. And say that he had one of the best players in the league that he coached.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing that, you know, what you want, what you would like to have. And again, here we are talking about it as if it's our team. You know, we'd like to have experienced head coach who knows what he's doing and who has won before. Will they go down that road, or will they go down the road that the Jets went down? And have a guy that, you know, has basically paid his dues, and we're going to give him the keys to this car. Now, the Jets are not Super Bowl contenders. We know that. Well, the Knicks are championship contenders.
Yeah, and we wanted an experienced guy for different reasons in both of these spots. I mean, for the Jets, it was just you needed credibility with someone who had built something before. You know, the next Bill Parcells is what we were looking for at this point in their organization. But they ended up going in a different direction. Now with the Knicks, it's like, how could you give the keys to a guy who's never done it before? Now, it has worked. You know, we talked about Mark Jackson and Steve Kerr, but is this Knicks team Steph Curry and the Warriors in their prime that ended up being a dynasty?
They're not that good, no.
No. I mean, is this, you know, and Phil Jackson ended up, you know, of course he did it a couple times, but, you know, this team isn't Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and the Chicago Bulls. This team is not Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and the Los Angeles Lakers. So it's not like the coach is going to be the only thing that puts them over the top.
I mean, Phil Jackson, let's face it, he had the greatest player of all time, and then he had the greatest player of his generation. I mean, come on.
No, I know, but those guys credit him for making them better.
No, they do, but they do. I'm not saying that they don't. But what they had, and for Kobe, it was the Mamba mentality. For Michael Jordan, it was Michael Jordan's mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, every practice was a game.
Yeah.
You know, and it was always competitive. And those guys brought that every single night. And it's easy to coach when you have your best player playing the way that they played and practiced the way that they practiced.
Absolutely. And the Knicks have Jalen Brunson. He's not those guys, but he is a clear-cut leader who has the main reason why this thing has turned around. So at least you have someone in place where you know where the buck stops, at least on the court. You know, but I just, I don't, like, for example, we talked about the denied Finch, denied Udoka. So Jason Kidd, you hear that Jason Kidd, you know, might be interested. Jason Kidd wants this job.
He's actually, you know, gotten himself out of other contracts to move on.
Right. So
he's good at it.
He would have to do that again because, like, think about the Mavericks. Why would the Mavericks want to do that? After all the turmoil that they went through, and then they're finally through it now with getting the number one overall pick, then they're going to trade away their successful head coach? And then they're not going to want to do that.
Then who do they hire?
Who knows? But, like, they're not going to want to do that. Now, if Jason Kidd forces himself out and says, listen, I'm not coaching here anymore. I'm sorry. This thing has come to an end. I want to go coach the Knicks and Jalen Brunson again. Like, then maybe that'll happen. But, I mean, there's absolutely no reason for Nico Harrison, who finally feels like things have settled after the trade and the fan base is back on board, Cooper Flag, the whole thing, is now going to get rid of this head coach who has done a great job for them.
If they got rid of the head coach, then how would he be looked at?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's like Jason Kidd would have, and even if Jason Kidd forces himself out of there, Nico Harrison's going to look bad. Because they'll be like, man, you couldn't even keep this great head coach who took us to the finals. So they're going to try to do whatever they can to keep Jason Kidd. And I wouldn't be surprised if he got a massive contract extension. Right?
If I were him, I would use it.
Sure. And if I'm Nico Harrison, the last thing I want is Jason Kidd forcing himself out of there. And I'm going to try to make him happy in any way that I can.
Do you have a Poly Market odds-on favorite for the Knicks yet? Have they put something up there yet?
They didn't last week. Let me take a look. I mean, and I still see just NBA champion. We'll go to NBA finals. We'll go to sports. The Knicks. Yeah, I mean, it's just they don't have anything here because I don't think anybody has any clue. Oh, here we go. Got it. I got it. Knicks next head coach. So this is brand new. It says new on it.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of names, and all of them are at 25%. You want to hear that? Actually, one's at 26%. And that's Rick Brunson. Rick Brunson's at 26%. And the rest are at 25% because no one has any idea that you can, and you can bet on these, or at least, you know.
I wonder how that would go over.
Like a fart in church, probably. Johnny Bryant, Kenny Atkinson, Frank Vogel.
Kenny Atkinson is not leaving Cleveland.
I'm just reading you the names, but you're right.
But Vogel's out on the street.
He is. Mike Budenholzer.
Out on the street.
Brett Brown. John Calipari. Sam Cassell. Chris Quinn. Jay Wright, who we know is out.
Dan Hurley, we know, is out. Patrick Ewing, which will never happen. Jason, for whatever reason, Jason Kidd's only 13%. And Mark Jackson, 1%.
So all these guys are 25%?
Yeah, on Polymarket, yes.
Hmm.
And Michael Malone, no one's actually taken a share of Michael Malone. So if you'd like to do
so
that.
So nothing. So nothing with Mike Malone. That is crazy.
I think because we mentioned it probably 10,000 times, but like right when the Tibbs thing happened, Stephon Bondi, who covers the Knicks and covers New York basketball, said that anybody who's asking about Mike Malone can forget about it. It's not happening.
You would think that Mike Malone would want to come in and just take the whole thing over. I would imagine that's probably why.
Yeah.
Again, is this going to come up with the caveat that if you take this job, you got to take this coaching staff?
Yeah, that's another one of those things. I don't know. I mean, and someone else, you know, someone's trying to sully the name of Rick Brunson in the media, too, with all the reports of, there's players on there that don't like his influence. I mean, that stuff's getting out there to get him axed. There's snakes in the grass everywhere.
That would be kind of weird, I think, for Jalen, too, by the way. I would think.
Yeah. Of course it would be. It's his father.
I know. It's just, he's very loud on the bench and everything, and I kind of appreciate that he feels like, he probably has a little bit closer relationship and maybe he can get into the guys a little bit more, but I don't know how that would go over. Woof.
They couldn't possibly. And if they did, I mean, then everybody will say that it was 100% Shank spot. And then they'll start blaming Jalen for it, too. He can't be Rick Brunson. It can't be. No way. No way. No how. Mario and Howell. What's going on, Mario?
Hey, guys. Good morning. This has to be the doing of, I think, Dolan. Because it just doesn't make sense that Leon Rose, how calculated, that he's been since he's been there, it doesn't seem like they would just fire Tibbs and not have a plan. I think this is more Dolan has his hands on this, with each passing day. I thought they would have announced the new hire like a few days after and indicating that they probably zeroed in on their guy. And, just to kind of pivot, you guys were talking about just a few minutes ago how we wanted an experienced guy for the Jets and all that. Isn't it ironic that since Woody owned the team, the general manager and head coach that he has brought in, they've all been first-time executives and head coaches, with the exception of Gase, who was hired by Christopher Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't Woody realize that puts the organization, in my opinion, as a disadvantage because you guys are probably better at your job in year, 5 and 10 than you were in year 1. And, Woody, I know having a lot of wealth doesn't always equate to having a lot of intellect, but doesn't he have smart people around him saying, hey, we got to change this up. This isn't working here.
Well, I think much like Dolan, Mario, and good call, he has people around him that he wants to have around them because they say the things that he likes to hear. I also think that then when there's someone like Woody Johnson who likes to be the guy and he owns the team and he should want to be the guy, you bring in a big personality, and he's not the guy anymore. So I think he likes the fact I'm giving this guy an opportunity. I'm the owner. He's a first-time head coach, and it's clear that I'm still the boss here.
I just think that whole thing over there, the expectations are minimal compared to where they were last year at this time.
Oh, yeah.
Or the last 2 years at this time.
Sure.
And since they're minimal, you go with a new guy who's come from a successful organization that had to build from the ground up under Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions, and you bring in Aaron Glenn and let him do his Bill Parcells best imitation, and that is basically shut everybody out, shut the whole thing down, raise the competitive compete level in practice, and get the most out of these players. And they have 100% attendance, which is great for them. And even guys who thought that they were going to get contracts but are not going to get contracts, I keep telling everybody this, Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson are there.
Yeah. Sauce was out playing some Long Island golf recently.
Good.
Heard about that. A couple buddies saw him out there yesterday. I talked to a couple guys, saw Sauce out there, and he brought his girlfriend out in the golf cart too, Ice Spice. Nice. Out there hanging out.
Does she play?
She does not play. She was just in the cart. rolling around and while Sauce was playing. So it's a good loyal partner there.
Ice Spice. She's not a Spice Girl.
No, 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 no.
No.
No, she's not. So the Spice Girls are older than me now.
Yeah, I know that. You know, yeah.
I don't think that the...
But you know, that whole age thing is going out the window these days.
True, but I mean, Sauce Gardner dating a Spice Girl would be almost as weird as Belichick and Jordan Hudson. That'd be an odd one, you know, just because they're English and much older than him. No, Ice Spice is an artist who is popular now, and is, I think, friends with Taylor Swift, and was in the box with her at the Super Bowl, not this past year, but the previous year. And
man, you're all over it.
Well, I learned a lot about her because of this Sauce Gardner trip to a local Long Island course.
I see. Okay.
And then there's a song.
Is there a golf song? Do you want to sing it for us like you did last night for Matt?
No, I don't have the guitar, or I would.
Okay.
Ice Spice popular song.
Do you want to give us the lyrics at all? Can you give the lyrics?
To this Ice Spice song?
No, to the song that you sung to Matt last night.
Well, it was essentially, Matt, you effed up. You had twins, then retired. It was just basically like that. Oh, Matt, you effed up. You had twins, and you retired. Yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it, at least. Yeah, someone said she has a song that's like, it says like, oh yeah, it's think you the S, but you ain't even a fart.
No, come on.
Swear to God.
Come on.
Swear. Yes. Look, it's right
there. That is the...
Yeah, that was the lyrics. You think you the S, but you ain't even the fart.
Like a fart in the wind.
But it's not a fart. It's the fart. It goes, you think you the S, bitch. You're not even the fart. That's the lyric.
That's, come on.
I'm telling you, it's right here. And I had never heard that, believe it or not. But a mutual friend of ours who met her out of the course, he texted his daughter and said, hey, should I get a picture with Ice Spice? And she's like, yeah, you have to. She's super popular. So he gets a picture with her, and then he's like, hey, I'm interested in, you know, her music or whatever. So he looks up the songs, and he goes, you're not going to believe her most popular song is this. And then I looked it up, and he was right. I thought he was kidding.
Is there a radio edit for the song, Al?
I'm going to say no on that one.
It's called Thank You the S. Yeah.
Come on, there's got to be a radio edit. How did they make money?
I mean, it's got 11 million views on YouTube. So it's a popular song. Yeah. Thank you the S, you not even the fart. And there she is. She's just killing it out there right now, you know? Sort of like Bob Dylan, these lyrics, you know? She's the modern-day Dylan. Felix in Queens. What's going on, Felix?
Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Felix.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to say, Gio, happy belated.
Thank you.
No problem, brother. My birthday was actually, I turned 43 like you on Sunday.
Oh, did you? Well, happy birthday to you. Yeah. What's it like, 43? Is it good to you so far?
Yeah, so far so good, man. I can't complain. And what's crazy is my son's birthday was Sunday. He turned 17, so he's my eternal birthday present.
Wow.
And
that's pretty cool.
And then your birthday was yesterday. It was crazy. But anyway, I know you guys probably didn't hear it because you guys were having fun golfing yesterday, but Ron Artest was on BT and Sal yesterday. And I didn't know this was a thing until they were talking about it. He actually wants to be the coach for the Knicks. Now, I know it sounds crazy because we know about this guy's past. But after listening to him and listening to his interview, I'm like, wow, this guy really got his head on his shoulders right. And he kind of sounds right for the job, even though I know there's no way in hell that the Knicks would actually, you know, get this guy. But I just want to know what you guys think about that. Like I said, you guys probably got to listen to the interview to see where his head is at. But it was a great interview, and credit to BT and Sal because they asked him the questions of, like, why does he think nobody has touched him for a head coaching job all these years? And he gave a great answer, and he's well aware of what he's done, and part of his whole thing is that he's owned up to everything he's done. But it doesn't sound that crazy after listening to what he had to say, you know, as far as him being the coach of the Knicks. It's just crazy to say, but I just wanted to know what you guys think about
that. Felix, I appreciate that, and thanks for the kind words and everything. I know that Ron Artest has done a lot of work on himself. You saw it towards the end of his playing career. He was the first ever NBA champion to thank his therapist after winning an NBA Finals, which was always funny to me because he put himself in a great spot. And he is a mature man who has accepted all of the things that maybe had gone wrong in his NBA playing career and now is in a great place. Do I think that the Knicks are going to consider him as a head coach? I don't. But that doesn't mean that he can't, you know, get started somewhere, maybe get on a staff, be an assistant, work his way up. But, I mean, they're not just going to hand the organization over to Ron Artest.
You know, the first thing I will say is that good for BT and Sal for getting Ron on, and yeah. Good for Ron. I didn't hear the interview, so I'm going by what our last caller just told us. There's if you're on WFAN radio or ESPN radio or any radio show or any TV show and you're politicking for yourself to get the job, you're not getting it.
Yeah.
You're just not getting it.
True. Good point.
It's great to think about it, and maybe Ron will get himself started somewhere else, and maybe it's in the G League first. I don't know. I think people would be very reticent to hire somebody that had the bombastic personality that he had. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't St. John's hire him?
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know. Does he? I mean, has he coached at any level on any staff before?
Yeah,
the first thing you want to do.
Well, his good news is that he sounds like he's got his act together and he's really trying to make a difference now. So,
and he has for a while now. So they give all the credit in the world. They're not hiring.
This is the NBA head coaching job with a team that made it to the Final Four.
Yeah. You're not just, like, randomly picking guys.
This is not the Charlotte Hornets. This is not the Memphis Grizzlies. This is not the New Orleans. Not to say that they wouldn't give a guy like him a chance, but I'm just saying this is the New York Knicks.
I just had a flashback to high school football. You're doing like, this isn't the Charlotte Hornets. And, like, naming other teams that weren't as prestigious or as good as the Knicks.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of when Coach Sipp used to go, this isn't Cold Spring Harbor.
This is Belport football. This isn't Cold Spring Harbor.
I don't even know if they were any good. I don't know if that was fair to say or not. I don't even.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
No.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back with us. He's got another update. What's happening, Jerry?
Good morning. We are brought to you by ServPro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit ServPro.com. We had the Mets and Nationals last night, and for much of this game, Washington did pretty well. C.J. Abrams had himself a big game, though he did strike out, was struck out by Edwin Diaz late. You had the Mets coming back. Juan Soto homers in the eighth, or rather, excuse me, doubled homer run in the eighth, had the home run in the third, and then Pete Alonso tied the game. Go to the 10th, and it didn't take long.
McNeil lines one in the right field for a base hit. Here comes Acuna around third. Hassel's throw to the plate. Too late. The Mets win it. One pitch in the bottom of the 10th, and Jeff McNeil delivers the third walk-off hit of his career.
And that was Gary Cohen on SNY. 5-4 the final in 10 as the Mets move to 19 games over 500 as they come from behind and beat the Nationals. Post-game, SNY, McNeil has approached in that at-bat.
Just trying to get the runner over, find something to, you know, pull, and hit it off the end and drop.
And here was Alonso, who, as we mentioned, had the big game-tying two-out RBI single in the eighth. Thrilled for McNeil. This was Alonso on Mets Odyssey Radio.
He's been working his tail off in the cage. He's just such a competitive guy, and I'm just so proud of all of his work is paying off.
And so, obviously, McNeil gets a lot of props. Here's Carlos Mendoza. How about Alonso, though, and Soto coming through in the eighth with big two-out at-bats.
Soto, tough left-on-left matchup. Finds a way, 0-2, I think he was. And then Pete, obviously, for the time one. But overall, our lineup is deep, is versatile, lefty, righties, power, contact. There's a lot of different ways we could beat teams.
Isn't it amazing when they're going well how good they're going, and when they're going bad, they all seem to go bad at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, the hitting is contagious thing is one of those things that's very, very true.
Yeah, I think,
and not hitting is contagious as well.
I was going to say, I think Juan Soto's happy now being a Met all of a sudden because they're winning and he's participating and he's had some big... Hey, look, even early in the career, earlier this season, he had some moments. He had some good moments where he was involved. He had some bad moments, and he just hadn't been consistent. Now, all of a sudden, the consistency is starting to show. The weather's getting warmer. And the one thing that is obvious to all of us is that Citi Field has really become a home field advantage.
I think they are 25-7, I believe.
Jerry, just quickly here from something I said in the last segment. I want to make sure that Sean understands where I was coming from. Sean in Cold Spring Harbor, what's going on, Sean?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm cruising along in my car, and I hear Gio make a disparaging remark about Cold Spring Harbor.
Hold on, you missed it. You did not hear what I said. I said that my football coach used to say, when we weren't playing well, what do you think this is, Cold Spring Harbor? And then I said, I don't even know if they deserve that. I don't know if they had a bad football program or not. So it was not me.
No.
It was not me.
Many county championships, football, lacrosse.
Yes,
well,
I'm sure.
Well, came from Cold Spring Harbor.
Yeah, no, I know that much, but maybe in like 99 or 98.
Yeah, but you have to remember, we're from the South Shore of Long Island, so they're going to use the bougie North Shore as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds funny, too.
We're tougher than they are. We grew up and we're grizzled down on the South Shore when we're digging for clams, that kind of thing.
I just wanted to get the gist of it.
We love Cold Spring Harbor.
The reason
district.
I was laughing is because that's just something that was said, and I said, I just remember going out there and practicing, having a lull in practice, and the coach yelling, what do you think this is, Cold Spring Harbor?
Yeah, I know.
And I knew nothing in high school about Cold Spring Harbor. I didn't know what it meant.
I mean, I was playing Brentwood Ross, Brentwood Sonderling, Lindenhurst, Amityville, North Babylon.
That's intense.
We didn't have any Cold Spring Harbor on our schedule.
That's probably what it was. That's probably not so much like the disparaging of the athletic program is a bougie town. Cold Spring Harbor is a bougie town. We're grizzled, dirt under the fingernails, practicing out in the dirt. There might be a syringe out there type of thing.
I was playing in Heckscher Park, and it worked out pretty good for me, so.
Yep.
As for the Yankees, they beat the Royals 10-2, and yes, a lot for Aaron Judge with the monster home run early, but Austin Wells doubled homer, drove in five, and so when we talk about the Thrivewell player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion, that is indeed the guy.
The pitch to Wells, swung on a high fly ball.
Deep right field. Going back. Caglione. Look it up. He's at the fence. Jumps. And he cannot get it. It's gone. It's a three-run homer for Austin Wells. Wells with a three-run jack makes it a 5-1 Yankee lead.
And they would win 10-2. That was Dave Sims here on The Fan, our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit thrivewellinfusion.com. Here was Cody Bellinger on with Susan after the game, talking about that Judge home run that was clearly a mammoth shot.
That is one of the furthest balls that I've seen. Just had a cool little point of view right behind him, and I mean, the things he's doing is amazing, so it's just fun to watch it with my own eyes.
And then here was Max Fried. He went 7-4 the win. He's now been around Judge for a few months and marvels at him.
He keeps impressing me. You know, being able to watch him every day is a treat. And, you know, it's probably one of the... I've only seen a couple of games here, but it's definitely the farthest ball I've seen hit here, for sure.
And tonight, the Yankees have a Clark Schmidt on the mound taking on Chris Bubich on The Fan at 7 p.m. Yankees now 15 games over 500 at 40-25 with the win over Kansas City. Giancarlo Stanton, by the way, 2 hits, 3 RBIs, first rehab game for the Somerset Patriots. All right, Chris Russo added again on SiriusXM. Now, I know Funhouse, ML Football, these guys love sending this stuff to me. You have the old Peter Schwartz tequila thing.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
Do we not agree that that's a rough one?
Yeah, so it's one of the worst, yeah. I mean, that he had, I mean, a man is in his 50s, he doesn't know how to pronounce tequila, yeah.
Yes, that's a weird
moment of the day is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila.
Wow, just wow.
And he said because quesadilla is pronounced that way.
Whatever.
He thought that's
no, it's because he's an idiot. It's tequila. Come on.
Tequila.
Stop it. What does he call it? Pizza pizza? I mean, come on.
No, the reason why I love that is because like a quesadilla is like just a perfect Peter Schwartz appetizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows a quesadilla. He doesn't know tequila.
Okay. Now, this one's not as bad, but it ain't great. We've all heard of the popular drink, the mojito. Have we not?
Well, yes.
Yeah. How would you like to be the whatever company this is that's doing the advertise or having Chris do the advertisement for them on SiriusXM?
Whether you're inviting friends over or just enjoying the sunshine, thousands of wine, spirits, and beers at the lowest prices. Mixing up mojitas, margaritas, and something totally new.
Mojitas.
Mojitas. Matoonies.
Mojitas. I mean, dude. He didn't even say mojito. He said Majita.
Majita.
Mix it up a Majita and a margarita. Oh, man. Oh. And then God. I guess this one's not so bad if he wasn't one of the most popular actors on the planet. We've all heard of Matt.
Tom Spanks?
Nope. No. Nope. Nope. Have you heard of Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, yeah.
You guys inside, you've heard of Matthew McConaughey? Apparently, Chris hasn't.
Everybody said great things about her, including Obama, including LeBron. You know, everybody, including Matthew McGahey. I mean, everybody said great things.
Oh, my
poor
God.
Poor Chris.
Chris. Well, I mean, C-Mac was talking about recently when he was first doing the board for Dog, and he called him McDougal, and he knew it was wrong. He's like, and we got Chris McDougal back there. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then I was Greg Garrotta, and Sal Lavetta when we first started working.
Oh, pals today, Chris McDougal. I can't pronounce his last name. Who cares?
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That is something. My God. And then and Mike called him McGonagall for years.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
For
years. He still thinks his name's McGonagall.
I mean, my gosh. Anyhow. All right, at Jed's camp, I play these not because it's really anything of interest, other than the fact that Aaron Glenn having a little bit of fun with the media, which is kind of good. So here Rich Cimini asks him about attendance, and he's actually smiling through this, which is kind of cool.
Is everyone here on the roster?
You tell me.
I mean, it looks like everyone's here.
There you go.
There, and he gave a nice big smile. Then he was asked about joint practices along the way.
Yeah, we have joint practice with the Giants. Yeah, right. Looking forward to that.
Here or there? Or
both. Are you excited about that?
And then he gave Costello a big smile, so maybe a little softening there. And then you have Garrett Wilson more along the lines of serious news, how he wants to be here, you know, about the contract he would like to get. We talked about that.
You know, I'm hopeful I'm a Jet for life and that we get this thing rolling and that we... you know, that all of our best days are ahead of us.
Now, he's the one with Ice Spice that you were talking about?
Sauce Gardner is.
It was Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner. Because I did find the song for you.
Oh!
So I will tell you, this song has 41 million views on YouTube. And if I saw it correctly, 117 million plays on Spotify.
Right. And the lyric that drew me to this song was, "You think you the S, bitch, you're not even the fart." So
yeah, I gave you 15 seconds of the song.
Okay.
And that's where it does start.
Okay. Think you the bitch, you're not even the fart.
I like that she said fought.
I mean, you thought I was kidding with the
lyrics. Not even the fought.
See, the fought. Not even the fought.
Not even the fought.
She's one of us, man.
The video is something.
Oh, is it?
The video is something, as you can imagine, yes. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're not even the fought.
This is what's popular. And it is popular.
Very, very popular.
Yes. No, I mean, 117 million plays. I don't know when the song was released, but yeah. what else? I'll give you one more from football. I'll save the Bengals stuff for next hour. But Jim Harbaugh, the Chargers head coach, quite the offseason, and I mean physically, had some health issues that were taken care of.
Hip and the heart. Yeah, had a hip replaced and a heart ablation. And now the doctors can't find anything wrong with me. Got an A grade. Blue twist of steel, back.
So the hip, the heart.
You're not even the fuck.
Well, good to see that Jim Harbaugh is healthy and standing in front of his team. And there you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets, Yankees, Knicks, it's all out there. 888-808-1019. All the people we were with yesterday now waking up and sending pictures of how great of a day it was. And, you know, all the people that were trying to get me to stay out later, you know, get to sleep in till 7:30, 7:45, and then wake up and look at their phones with big smiles on their faces as I was up at 4, driving in from Due Process Staples. So I'm glad that you guys are up and got your beauty rest.
Yeah. I try to explain to everybody, look, do you know what time we have to get up? And, you know, we get invited to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I get invited to Met games, Yankee games, and as much as I want to go and would love to go, going at night is just impossible.
I know. It really is.
And you know, we got delayed about 45 minutes yesterday because of the early rains and everything else. And I'm immediately thinking, okay, what time am I leaving? I stayed to the end, which I thought was the end, until you got the guitar and I said, now I got to go.
Yeah.
I said, I can't sit here and listen to him sing Matt Martin.
You missed a good one, man. I'm telling you, you would have loved it. But you got up, you assumed it was going to be bad, but it was a wonderful song. And by the way, Doug Wells at Ray Katina, who did, of course, Ray Katina himself, and everybody over there doing an amazing job with donations, and they have just been awesome. But Doug had to give away a car because there was a hole-in-one.
Yeah, we had a hole-in-one yesterday.
And someone got an Audi.
And by the way, there was a little bit of controversy because, so does a hole-in-one constitute a closest to the pin, or is there a closest to the pin winner?
I think the hole-in-one has to be closest to the pin.
All right, so no, that's not the way it works. That's in the pin. That's in the hole. You win the car. Somebody else is closer to the pin. But then there was a little bit of a question mark because Casey Cizikas won the closest to the pin. Matt Martin said that he thought somebody in his group was closer than Casey, but they didn't measure because they figured that the guy who got the hole-in-one was also going to win the closest to the pin. There's always something, right?
Always something.
And I make the executive decision. I want more people leaving with more prizes and gifts.
And just one person
just
with
one
everything.
One person winning everything.
Okay. I can understand that. But I would just be like, if I got a hole in one, I'd be like, I'm so happy I got this car, but also how did I not get closest to the pin?
Hell, he won an Audi.
He did. He did win an Audi. Doug, I just seeing Doug's face when that happened was just great. But you know, he did not want to give away that Audi.
By the way, it's only the second time in the amount of years that I've run golf tournaments that we've had a hole in one,
and gave away a car the other time.
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. The last one, we've actually had two, and those two were one at Sands Point.
Okay, all right.
Which is another great golf course.
Yeah, wonderful.
I just did. We did like an interview in between sets here with
Golf Magazine and golf.com.
Right, and they were asking me about golf on Long Island. I'm like, okay, there's over 130 golf courses. You got the Bethpage Complex. You got the Eisenhower Complex. And these are just public courses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started talking about all these private courses that we are lucky enough to have in Long Island. And I would tell you, if I could take New Jersey, Westchester, Connecticut, and Long Island and just put a 100-mile radius around that, I don't think there's a better golfing opportunity in the world than those. Unfortunately, most of them are private, though.
Yeah, and golf.com and Golf Magazine doing a three-part digital series about golf on Long Island leading up to the Ryder Cup, which, of course, is at Bethpage Black in September. And they came out and saw my Sunday morning beers on the back nine, and filmed that, and got some great footage out of that, and now we're hanging out with us a little bit this morning.
And now you and I are also going to get a chance to play Bethpage in the media, the Ryder Cup Media Day.
Yeah, it's like a corporate, I'm not sure exactly if it's Media Day or a corporate sponsorship day or something, but we get to play next week, right. Which is awesome.
And you got to walk.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
you like walking. I know.
I actually prefer it. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'll take a cart, but I do prefer. I focus more when you walk. So it's going to be very hard, and I'm not expecting to play well because the course is so hard. I just want to be out there and enjoy it, and then be able to watch the Ryder Cup and say, "Hey, you know, I was there playing that same golf course," which is awesome. All right, let's go to Steven in Bensonhurst. He wants to talk some Knicks with us this morning. What's going on, Steven?
Hey, Boomer. Hi, Gio. Happy belated birthday and many more.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Two quick points. I think they got rid of Thibodeau because it cost Dolan $100 million because they didn't make Game 7. And about the Mets, are you guys confident with Peterson, Holmes, and Fry going into the heart of the schedule? Like when they start, are you like guaranteed a win? I think they need a star pitcher that every... Yeah. 5 days, you know you got to win. And one quick thing, do you guys ever play Dyker Park Golf Course in Brooklyn?
I have not played there, but I have been there. I just haven't played there. I think that's where the Department of Sanitation does a big fundraiser for us.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, with the garbage guys.
That's right. You remember you told me about that.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So with the Mets rotation, I feel fully confident in anybody that's out there in the pitching lab. And if they traded for another starter, I'd be fine with that. as well. But
and they're going to get Manaya Montas back.
Yeah, right. I mean, and Manaya obviously being the big one there. I don't know what to expect from Montas, but yeah, I am. How could you not be confident
well, the
in what
point,
these guys
the reason
are doing?
I say Montas too is because it just adds more depth to the whole thing. And you know, guys are going to go down. Guys are going to miss a couple weeks. I wouldn't be surprised to see some of that stuff happening. You know, the Yankees are going to be running into that now too.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.